Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a bird bringing us back from the Wayback Machine, 17 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. Joe Galvin is our guest, our new friend, Chief Research Officer for Vistage. And he's brought some outstanding insights to us from their thousands of CEO members who they work with, and have gained some insights from them. They do this every quarter. And we've been a happy recipient of this report before. Joe, thanks again for being here. You, in the previous segment, you gave us a peer into the insights of these CEOs, and I ask you, their attitude is not low, but it is off the highs, but it's still pretty high. But it does seem that confidence might be softening a little bit. And my position is some of the concerns that they have is not about their own ability to sustain their own businesses, but how Washington and Wall Street might screw up the whole thing and therefore hurt them. What do you think?
Well, there's a couple forces that are driving this. If we look at where our confidence index today is, it's where it was 12 months ago. It surged in Q4, and now we're back to where we were. And as one of our members mentioned, I was with 300 of our members over the last couple of days, or last week, mentioned that the positive impact of the tax cuts have now been offset by the tariffs. Mm-hmm. Tariffs are affecting 52% of small and mid-sized businesses, either moderately or strongly.
Now, how did they, even though they have the tariffs, are they mad about that, or did they see the tariffs as a necessary payment, a necessary expense to get us to better trade negotiations? What do you think?
Well, I think if we look at where we were a year ago, there was great anticipation about what the tax cuts might bring. And when they came through, especially for small and mid-sized businesses, there were some real benefits there. Now, as the tariffs are rolled out in the spring, we're worried about tax change and not really understanding the implications of tariffs. When notice of tariffs increase started hitting members' desks in August and September, it became real. Mm-hmm. You combine the impact of tariffs on manufacturing, wholesale trade, construction, they're all getting hit in the 70s.
Right.
75-78% of these organizations moderately to strongly. You combine that with the pressure that we're seeing on wage inflation. So along with the talent shortage, people are responding, 52% are increasing what they are going to pay people, increasing benefits. You look at the short-term interest rates are starting to trickle up, and the Fed's communicated they'll see more of that. And now you have this impact of tariffs that are affecting businesses today and will begin to affect consumers tomorrow as everything that comes off the boat, everything we buy from Walmart or Costco or wherever, is all going to have the impact of these tariffs.
Go ahead, finish.
Well, I was going to say, and with the upcoming election, depending upon that outcome, those results could shift wildly in either direction. So there's a great deal of uncertainty, and I think that's weighing on people's confidence right now as they look ahead. You know, I like to say these are the good old days. We're going to look back on 2018 and go, those are the good old days.
And I'll tell you something, I'll tell you something, Joe, after a lost decade out on Main Street, which we've just come through, that's what I was calling it, a lost decade by 2015. After that lost decade, these good times you're talking about, these halcyon days, they haven't lasted long enough. We need them to last longer.
Well, it started to creep in, the impact of talent, the impact of cost of money, and now tariffs, that we're seeing 13% of organizations are managing demand or slowing growth. Because they just don't have the people and the resources to take advantage of the opportunity.
See, I believe, Joe, that one of the headwinds that there are going to be two headwinds, I think, that are going to surprise some people. And when I say headwinds, I mean serious blocks to growth. And that's when we've officially run out of new people. We can't pull anybody else off of welfare and give them a $100,000 job. When we really run completely out of people, that's going to be when the economy squats. Another thing that I see as a block is if we can't get some control over over the way we feel about our anxiety about technology. If we can't, if people get to the point where they think that anytime they touch a piece of technology, somebody is watching them and controlling them. If we ever get to that point, I think consumers are going to balk on that. What do you think?
Well, I think there's no question that technology has been the change agent of our generation. I mean, when you and I look back, when history looks back on our generation, Jim, they're going to equate the discovery, quote, discovery of technology with the discovery of fire, steam, electric,
right.
Internal combustion. It has changed everything. But what hasn't changed is our habit. One of the huge underlying deep, dark, you know, boogeyman in the economy is cyber threat.
Yep.
You know, only 25%, 27% of our respondents have zero cybersecurity insurance. So you've got this issue of the threats of cyber to take your business down. You ever pick up your phone and, like, you go to turn it on and it just stays black?
Yeah.
And you get that adrenaline buzz of, oh, my goodness, where's all my stuff? Imagine that's your business.
Yeah.
And you lost your customer data, your financial data, your employee data. Who wants to be that CEO that says, hey, everybody, sorry we got hacked and only half of you had all, you know, tax returns filed on your behalf?
Yeah,
it's called cyber shame. Nobody wants to get that, but it's everywhere.
Let me ask you, I want to come back to the trade thing. Even though tariffs are hitting them, the small businesses, as you said, with some of the trade deals that have been worked out, like the Mexico-Canada thing, like the one from North Korea, possibly get the thing with Europe worked out, I mean, aren't they going to start seeing some benefit from that? Isn't this going to – aren't we to the point where we're rolling over that a little bit?
Well, it depends on your supply chain and the nature of your business, right? For some businesses, if you're in construction manufacturing, your supply chain is diversified, and somewhere in there, someone's getting hit. If not you, somebody in your supply chain.
Right.
But if you're in business like healthcare, consulting services, finance, insurance, the impact is much less. It's more about your clients getting impact. But the people, Jim, the people on the front lines of this, these cost increases started hitting them in August, and now they have to pass on prices.
Yeah, that's well, and they can't always pass them on either. Hold on to that thought, folks. Joe Galvin and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.